Five, four, three, two, one. Hey there, this is Jim the Keys bartender doing one of his numerous, well, I don't say numerous, video recordings. I'm using this new software that's included with Spotify called Riverside. And you know how technology seems to evade me. Or I'm kind of good getting it to work, but I'm one of those people. I don't want to seem stereotypical like a senior citizen, even though I'm a couple of years away from that. I just want to be able to do this, be somewhat presentable, make sure it's not as annoying. I guess maybe the content is annoying sometimes, but I'm going to try to do both audio and video every so often. And it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle, not a struggle like for equal rights and all that kind of stuff for environmental cleanup and no, a struggle, a personal struggle of mine to get the message out, no matter how, whatever you think, if it's important enough to listen to. It's the shows about bartending and life and Keys life. They're kind of together right there. So it's Valentine's Day and the struggle continues to figure out exactly what to get my loved ones on that day. That's Abby and Sky. I always seem to kind of miss the mark a bit, but I just want to do something for them to show them how much I care about them. And that's pretty much what Valentine's Day is about, isn't it? It's not about being fearful that you're not getting the right thing or not getting what they like or being seen as inappropriate. And for some of these people, it means for a lot of people out there, it means giving gifts and little tokens of your affection to people that sometimes don't feel the same way about you. You can call that sad. I don't tend to look at it that way. I think it's a nice way, just to care about someone. Doesn't mean if they don't care, it's horrible that no one cares for you. I realize that, and that's not true. There is always someone that cares about you. I like to feel that. I like to think that. There's many times where people don't feel as if they're deserving of love or affection or being thought of that way, and it's. I think that's a lonely existence, and I really hate to think that people are going through that. I care about those people. I do. Maybe not on a one-to-one basis, but in a Malgine kind of way. And I know there's a lot of other people that think that way. So if you take the millions of people that care for humans in general, there's a lot of good feelings to that you could have coming towards you, and you just don't even realize. And sometimes it's even closer than you think. We always kind of focus in on the people that get a lot of tokens of affection. The beautiful woman who's getting flowers sent to them and champagne, and you don't see too much. It's amazing that they still do the heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. Considering how that's real old school. If you get a the little tokens of chocolate is great, but the heart-shaped boxes of chocolate that have pretty much a bunch of assortment of, I don't know how you feel about it, but 9 out of 10 of the chocolates in an assorted box of chocolates, I could do without. I don't really care. But it's kind of like the thing that people got stuck in giving people, like roses, jewelries, intimate apparel. What a kind of an incursion into a foreign land that is. Okay? Getting intimate apparel. First of all, you may get the wrong kind. You may get the wrong size. You may be misreading the person saying, well, we don't have that type of relationship. I'm your boss, or I'm a toll collector. Why are you buying me this? I mean, you've all seen this before on movies. It's an elf when Buddy the Elf is going through Macy's and he sees a sign that says, for someone special in your life, and it's a red teddy. and he gives it to his father, his long-lost father. But mainly the thing, when you are giving something on to someone you care about, it you may not think about it. Sometimes you get these standard cards, and if it says what you want it to say, that's great. But a lot of times people don't read those. People have a tendency, and this is a generalization, but I think it holds true. If it's handwritten, people have a tendency to think it's more sincere, whether it's copied or not. And I try to do an off-the-cuff comment. Now, the way the human memory works, I could have read it sometimes 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I could have read this thing or seen it in a movie. I may have seen it in Harry Met Sally or whatever, the Love Story, or Sleepless in Seattle. And I may just regurgitate it in my own way. Or I could be writing something original, but I try not to copy anything. And if I do cite something, I try to footnote it like a paper. When I say footnote it, bring it to attention. Well, this is actually a line from Shakespeare. Well, this is from Metallica or the Ramones or whatever. Not that I use the Ramones and Metallica in my love letters, but there's the nature of human language and how many times messages have been, you know, there's only a certain amount of numbers away you can put words together. You may think it's limitless. There's 20 in the English language, there's 26 letters. And you can make there is a finite number of accepted words. And that doesn't mean the words that they aren't the words that will come into existence the next 100 years. I know I'm delving really deep in there. But if it's sincere and you come up with something and you write it down, it gives a feeling of being more heartfelt. And then when you accessorize it, and you get to use that word, accessorize the card with a present, that's appropriate. That's appropriate. Flowers work. There was always this thing about roses where, you know, roses are the standard, the exchange on Valentine's Day, meaning you give flowers. It's, oh my God, this is one of these people, pose it as the senior moment, but there's so many things. But the thing of value that you give someone on those days, and Valentine's Day being one, so like on St. Patrick's Day, you may give someone a bowl of shamrocks, which I think it's kind of crazy, or corned beef and cabbage. So roses are definitely, along with Mother's Day, but the roses are definitely Valentine's Day. Giving those, there's red for love. And then there's pink, yellow, white. There's other colors. Sometimes they're spray painted. You could all do different ones. But red is essentially for romantic love. So when you give red roses to someone, that's it. And you can also give that to your family member, red roses, because you do love them. But it does mean romantic love, and then I feel kind of weird. But then you have purple and all these other things. So you give that. You give that handwritten note. If someone likes champagne, I don't drink necessarily, but my wife does. So I get a nice bottle of champagne, maybe a nice treat. I don't do a lot of chocolate because my wife and daughter do not eat tons of chocolate. So I think of more like a charcuterie. Right, get a bunch of hard cheeses and crackers and things like that, and then maybe take them out for a nice meal. My wife always tells me my biggest intimidation factor is buying clothes for women. Buying clothes for women, I have a problem because of the size. And if I buy too small, then I'm bringing attention that they're not too small. If I buy too large, they think I'm estimating them to be larger than they are. So what's there to do? I think it's you know, crazy jewelry. If you tell me, I got to catch what they like. I know she likes gold chains and necklaces. She said something about earrings, but earrings, you know, too big, too small. What? Where are you there? I've done that with rings. Rings have never really worked out. There's always one better. So if I'm going to put my resources in something, I'm going to try to do something that's generally innocuous, like flowers they're not going to get upset about, and part, and then get something exact. But the feeling, it's the feeling behind the gifts that are important. And I've mentioned it in previous podcasts. If you don't have anybody on Valentine's Day, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because I plan, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of people that are involved in relationships right now, and Valentine's Day just heightens the accent on the state of your relationship that day, whether it's good or bad, whether you have a good physical relationship, you're having difficult times with your communication. And Valentine's Day just brings that to a head sometimes when it hasn't been too good, and people think, well, you think this is going to make it better. So I'm not saying it to people that are going through that, because, you know, if you're going through it, you're going through it, you know it. You don't need me to explain it. What I'm suggesting is not everyone in a relationship, and not everyone you see grabbing flowers and cards and candy and that, are doing it out of just like an excess of feeling of love. It's more of a redemptive. Meaning they're trying to seek forgiveness or something like that. So Valentine's Day, very sticky day. It's out of all of them, you know, 4th of July, you get the opportunity to blow things up. Maybe you lose a part of your body, maybe your eyesight, in extreme cases, your life. But, you know, Christmas, some people do it with quantity. They just say, I'm going to buy, or they feel neglected. You know, you can feel neglected on Valentine's Day too, and you can do the quantity thing on Valentine's Day. But generally, it's the right amount on Christmas as Valentine's Day, the thought that goes behind it. And it's for Christmas, it's more of about giving for an adult. For kids, receiving. It's almost all receiving. And if Valentine's Day to you means you have to receive something from somebody to give you, you know, self-worth, then I don't think you need to do that. I don't think you need that. Because sometimes, you know, it's great to have someone like that, but then again, you don't have to have just anybody in your life. And that's what some people do in relationships. They just have to have a relationship, just have this relationship. I say, I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend. It doesn't matter that you don't care for me that much. So it kind of brings it to a head. But in the best of relationships and the good relationships, it's an opportunity to actually tell them how you feel, to highlight those feelings, and to put it down in the demonstrable way, written. I think writing is the best way. Some people, you know, the way we commercialize it is, you know, it's the things you give. But I think it's more important is what you think. And to think the right way, it's best not to have someone who doesn't think the right way about the relationship, the way to get more possessive, or whether they're caring and that they're adding to your life. And all those things that we would really expect out of a relationship that allows you to grow, allows you to be secure, allows you to feel loved and be able to return that. So that's it. Let's see how this recording works. Thank you.